6. 6 Music. From 2 a.m., the introducing mixtape with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Jessica Hoop's finest hour.
Where are we? What the hell is going on? The dust has only just begun to fall. Crop circles in the carpet, sinking feeling. Spin me round again and rub my eyes. This can't be happening when busy streets amiss with people would stop to hold their heads heavy. Trains and sewing machines, all those years, they were here first. Oily marks appear on walls where pleasure moments hung before the takeover, the sweeping insensitivity of this still life. Trains and sewing machines, you'll catch me around here. What you say, that it's all for the best, because it is what you say, that it's just what we need. You decided this, what you say, what did she say? It's a escape falling at your mouth, midsweet.
Jessica Hoop on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Thank you. Well, this song is an all-American story. Where I come from, we are all too familiar with the sprawl. America is so big, so vast. England statistically provides the smallest housing for their people in Europe. Did you know that? In the United States, you could probably fit 5 average-sized English homes in the backyard of 1 small American house. So what did we decide to do with all that space? Well, in many cases, we covered it with slabs of cement. And then these mountains of rectangular buildings filled with cheap imports. And in these towns in the middle of nowhere, with nothing to do but watch television, shop at the mall, the height of your career was being the quarterback, the football player, the head cheerleader. We all know this stereotype, this scenario. Well, it's very true, very depressing. And anytime you go through there, something to see, but nowhere to stay. Arcade Fire does a great job at enlivening the situation, blowing a cool breeze through this environment, and giving it a little bit of joy. That song is called The Sprawl 2. The song we opened the show with was Miss Imogen Heap. Myself, being a songwriter, find that piece of work enviable in the way that she was able to achieve so much with very little, just her voice and a vocoder. Apparently, rumor has it that she completed that song from start to finish in one sitting, which shows her musical and production prowess. So well done, Imogen Heap. For those of you who don't recognize my voice or know me by name, my name is Jessica Hoop. I'm a recording artist, songwriter, and trusted ally of Guy Garvey's. I'm thrilled to be back on BBC Six Music to host this show. Let's hear something I doubt you've ever heard before, or few of you maybe, but not many. This is a band I was introduced to in my early 20s, and I'm struck by how defined their sound is. They were in their late teens, early 20s when they put out this record in 2002, and I just love this band, and they're still going today. They're a married couple living in California. They're called Mates of State, and this song is called Throwdown.
Oh,
love those little rascals. You know, the thing about that music, and I hope you would agree, I hope you liked it. But I also, you know, it was made in 2000 and something like that. And it doesn't sound of the time. It doesn't sound it was made a decade ago. It could have been made now, which I think is a real task, an achievement to break the time barriers. Let's play some Beatles. Why not? Anyone who doesn't like the Beatles, well, you can go jump in a lake. Radio 6 Music.
This is Radcliffe.
If you juice a broccoli stalk, it tastes like egg. What are you going to do? Dip your soldiers in a glass of egg juice?
And Maccone.
That's just rude, manhandling the broccoli. Doesn't manhandle the broccoli a Slayer album?
Together, they're Radcliffe and Maccone.
I think it's this blend of German industrial techno and broccoli stalk chat that's put this show where it is today, don't you?
I genuinely think the world has been waiting for a mid-afternoon entertainment and music show, that can cover how long you wear a pair of jeans before you wash them.
Can you scan an apple through as a cheaper apple?
People sending in pictures of their guinea pigs emerging from a concrete pipe to the sounds of DAF.
Weekday afternoons from 1.
Come on, this is
it's
it.
What the world's been waiting for.
This is what you want.
On BBC Radio 6 Music. Jessica Hoop on BBC Radio
6 Music.
I have never been more ready in my entire life to do this right now. Never. Up to this moment, all right now, right here. My whole life, right here.
We got five selections in the white array. Shade your bone, 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 boom, mon jay. The party people scream, we see. Cause I got a remote for my beat. Damn, A-E-R-O-C-K. I use a microphone like Picasso used clay. Down with records from around the way. Peace the man by the air, Jazzy J. I'm rocking on the mic from here to Bombay. I'll give him a bell. Say come what may, cause everybody's got their dues to pay. I'm looking sideways like a man
so nice.
Reading you the news, cause I'm country Mike. Use a microphone like Shazam, use tight. Try to keep clear that hate and spite, so I keep my mind still like the still of night. Now, who in the world do you want to fight? It's against the system, we should unite. Homophobics ain't alright. If you learn to love, then you might love life.
Tip, tip, top, so socialize. Open up your ears and clean out your eyes. If you learn to love, you're in for a surprise. It can be nice to be alive, alive.
Bring it back, that old New York rap. Bring it back, that old New York rap. Bring it back, that old New York rap. Bring it back, that bring it.
That was the Beastie Boys Alive. It's my favorite Beastie Boys track of all times. We used to make Beastie Boys, well, we used to make music videos to all the License to Ill tracks. Who else out there? You must have some old tapes with some Beastie Boys videos on them, just like I do. Who knows? Let's see. You know what I'd like to play for you? This is a band that I think should be so much more available here and heard in the UK. They're based out of Texas. The lead singer, her name is Erica Wennerstrom, and she's just got a voice that you would never mistake, one of the most distinct voices working today. And the song is called The Arrow That Killed the Beast, and it's from the album Arrow. The band is called Heartless Bastards.
Noonday's rising, look out.
Captured a sound there, I think. They played in Manchester not too long ago at the Ruby Lounge. More people should have attended. Where were you all? You shall come next time. Let's play a song by a chap that I'm really fond of. I have an affection for him the way I hold for Johnny Cash, although Willie Mason is not as troubled as Johnny Cash was. The song is called Pickup Truck, and it's from his most recent release that's just come out, called Carry On. The song's called Pickup Truck. Pickup Truck. Enjoy.
Following her, places to go. Running from what they already know. She's got a pickup truck. Sleeps in the back when she gets stuck. She gets stuck. She's looking for a home, a place in her heart where she can go.
This is Jessica Hoop, BBC Radio
6 Music.
That's the Ronettes, as produced by Phil Spector, Be My Baby. Patti Smith. Not only am I going to thank you, Patti Smith, for being Patti Smith, but I'm also going to thank you for PJ Harvey. When I hear Patti Smith, I can only hear the seed of what became later PJ. This song is called Set Free by Patti Smith.
For me, the days of love and torment, the nights of rock and roll, I see it all before me. Sometimes my spirit's empty.
A little drama for you. I heard that song first in a yoga class in Los Angeles. If anyone wants to mix yoga with rock and roll, go to Main Street in Santa Monica, California. What are we going to play next? Let's play some Iron and Wine. I've been listening to Sam Beam, I don't know, since about 2005. I think he came out here in the UK around that time. And I think he was of the first kind of whisperers that I remember hearing, the male voice whisperer. And there's been some subsequent softies to follow, you know, after Sam. But I think he kind of started a trend with the softie kind of, you know, kind of male voice we're hearing these days. Apparently, he formed that style. And this is just a rumor, but, you know, Now it's fact that he formed that style because he had his babe sleeping in the next room, so he had to sing quite quietly, very quietly, in fact, when he was making his demos. Sam, is this true? I'm going to find out soon. I'm going to tour with these folks. Iron and Wine is the name of the band. Coming up in October. So anyone in the States who's listening to this show, they're on the road right now. And catch a show in a city near you. This is Iron and Wine. Freedom hangs like heaven. Freedom hangs like heaven. I always knew it did. I'd like to know sometime how it hangs for me. Let's see. I want to play a song now for you, for your listening pleasure, by two artists that I'm really happy to see come together. DJ Shadow and Little Dragon. DJ Shadow's song Scale It Back from the record The Less You Know, The Better, I might tend to agree, features the voice of Little Dragon. Her name is Yukimi Nagano, and this song is called Scale It Back.
it about electronic music that moves you? For me, it's the bleeps and the breaks. It almost certainly comes down to the 808 and the drum beat and that heartbeat running through a track.
This is Nimone.
I think when I first heard electronic music, I was just so excited that there was a sound around like that. I went looking for more. My choice of going to live in Manchester was largely around a lot of the music that came out of there. And, you know, 90% of that would have been electronic. I just felt like it was time for a show to pull together all the different strands of electronica that you hear on Six Music.
Nimone's Electric Ladyland.
2 hours dedicated to classic and cutting-edge electronic music. From house to drum and bass, from hip-hop to more ambient sounds. Available now at the Six Music website.
This is Jessica Hoop, BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Turn a blind eye with a stare caught right in the middle.
I'm not necessarily the kindest listener. Not that it's a good thing. I can be a harsh critic when it comes to listening to someone singing. Maybe because that's my vocation. I don't know. But when I hear that woman sing, I let down all my guards and just listen. She stopped me in the car twice. Her name's Hannah Reed. The trio is called London Grammar. You probably know because, you know, this voice has been coming through Radio 1. And on that pop platform, I can find myself quite agitated with all of the profiteering X Factor BS. But this voice is coming through, and there's a real reason for it. She's saying something genuine, heartfelt, and simply put. So thank you, London Grammar. That song was called Strong. Are you happy that you're listening to radio instead of watching television? I do hope so. That's the goal. There's this thing called foreign accent syndrome. And, you know, you have a stroke or something, and then you wake up and you have a different accent to the one that you were born with. So if you're a Yorkshire girl and you wake up with a Chinese accent one day because you had a stroke the night before, you might be somewhat confused. Now, I've been accused of having foreign accent syndrome every time I sing a song. No one can tell where I'm from. Fair enough, I've listened to old recordings, some bad habits. The lead singer in this next band has foreign accent syndrome. He's from Leeds, but he sounds Chinese. Love the groove of this song, Alt J, Tarot.
Indo China gap jumps to 2 feet creep of the road. Two photo to record me. Their ancestors is chance. Very yellow white flash. A violent red Christmas with slight tears lift like rest. But so high from the leak of a land, mine is a watery pit. Painless with immense distance from medic, from colleague, friend, enemy. Have sprayed you into my eyes. BM gap up and death quivers, last rattle, last chokes. Ocalas and cares glazed to gray, shriveled and stricken to dots. The left hand grasp with the body grasp. Nothing reunited with his back and with
is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Jessica Hoop on BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Could keep each other warm. I said on the first occasion that I met Marie, we were crawling through the hatch that was the missile silo door, and I don't think that she really thought that much of me. I never had to learn to love her like I learned to love the bomb. She just came along and started to ignore me. But as we waited for the big one, I started singing her my songs. I think she started feeling something for me. We passed the time with crosswords that she thought to bring inside. What five letters spell apocalypse, she asked me. I won her over singing W-W-I-I-I. Oh, she smiled and we both knew that she'd misjudged me. Oh, Marie, it was so easy to fall in love with you. It felt almost like a home of sorts or something. And you would keep the warhead missile silo good as new, and I'd watch you with my thumb above the button. Then one night you found me in my army issue cart, and you told me of your flash of inspiration. You said fusion was the broken heart that's lonely's only thought. And all night long you drove me wild with your equations. Oh Marie, do you remember all the time we used to take? We'd make our love and then ransack the rations. And I think about you leaving now, the avalanche cascades, eyes get washed away in chain reactions. Stay, then we could stick pins in the map of all the places where you thought that love would be found. But I would only need one pin to show where my love's at, in a top secret location 300 feet under the ground. Oh, we could hold each other close. We'd stay up every night looking up into the dark like it's the night sky. Pretend this giant missile is an old oak tree instead, and I'd carve your name and hearts into the warhead. Oh Marie, there's something tells me things just won't work out above, that our love would live a half-life on the surface. So at night while you are sleeping, I hold you closer just because, as our time grows short, I get a little nervous. So I think about the big one, WWIII. Would we ever really care? The world had ended. And you could hold me here forever, like you're holding me tonight. I think about that great big button, and I'm tempted.
WIII. If I ever have the privilege of meeting this young man, I'm going to shake his hand and thank him for that song. Josh Ritter is carrying the torch for a long history of many great, great songwriters. One of the best working today, if you ask me. The song was called The Temptation of Adam. Before that, that was the Fleet Foxes. We all know the Fleet Foxes by now. That was White Winter Hymnal. I thought I'd play it to say goodbye to the summer and usher in the winter. Let's enjoy fall while we're at it. But before we do, let's have just one more touch of the summertime. We did pretty well for England this year, didn't we? Lots of sunshine. And a little bit of sunshine just the other day. This is Blacklish's Blazing Arrow is the name of the song, and it was released in 2002. And this song just feels like an easy summer day to me.
Amazing phase of danger, hazy ways my blazing arrow. The race that range from Asia way to Rio de Janeiro. A crazy craver, look, today's the day that in a major way I make you say, oh look, he saved the day and also paved the way. Working my tip like razor blades today and days away from now, okay, okay. I'm like a laser ray keeping the stage ablaze. In dangerous ways, dropping the phrase that pays all day to say the fame. But ageless ways are cagey, great displays, oh hey, this ain't a game. Those days away, that's if you came to play, you'll all behave insane. After we change the game, it won't remain the same.
I'll fade away.
So make your days and play this tape in your Camaro. Amazing phase of danger, hazy ways. My blades and arrow.
Kill him, but learning all, and so I'm growing while I'm learning with him. Inferno lilac slow, we turning out the globe about to blow. Now get up out of your seat, head on out the zones that I patrol. Rock and roll, I tell you out the soul like drugs and alcohol. I knock your whole cabocking for a looping out the doubt will flow. Not the road you wanna knock, cause on the rail I got the glow. Cosmic poses, I suppose it's how I'm supposed to be and got to go. How'd you know? Intuition, I was on the old space surface. Figure out your purpose, that's impossible. Logic won't disturb the thought or focus. What is not is all about to grow, about the kind of wholeness only God can know. I rock it for the child. For the awkward, for the thoughtless. In your home or at your office, I'm your early morning coffee sip. Who got the ball? We roll with Navajos with double barrels. Amazing major danger, hazy waves, my blazing arrow.
My arrow,
if you didn't know that not all hip-hop is about sex, money, and violence, now you know. That's Blackalicious with Blazing Arrow. That little touch of summer has me now greedy. Greedy for a bit more summertime. And this song brings me right back to Glastonbury after a long night out. This is one of my favorite reggae tunes of all times. In fact, it's one of the best of all times. It's Desmond Dekker, Israelites.
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Call me Israelite, sir. Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Darling, she said I was yours to receive.
Oh, me Israelite.
Shut them a tear up choices ago. I don't want to end up like Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, me Israelite.
After a storm, there must be a call. If you catch me in a farm, you sound your
BBC Radio, 6 Music.
Driving that train, pound cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And know that notion just crossed my mind. It's 17-2 at a quarter to 10. You know it's traveling again. Driving that train, I'm cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And know that notion just crossed my mind.
Trouble ahead, trouble behind.
just crossed my mind.
Another song that signifies summer for me. We shall call that last segment the vitamin D segment, the UV lamp segment, preparing us for the dark, dark days ahead. The last song was The Grateful Dead. Let's cross the pond and play a good old reliable The Clash, Should I Stay or Should I Go?
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on and let me know. This indecision's bugging me.
Indecision, they molest me.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me careless, you got me.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know, should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know, should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
Mark Riley here. Now, I do a full 8 hours of radio a week on Six Music, but I also find time to do a lot of charity work for bands, but I don't like talking about it.
Hi, Riley, it's Gary Garvey. Look, I'm sorry to pester you, man. I know you're busy, but you know you wrote the lyrics and the music to One Day Like This that time. And, well, I could use your magic again, really, mate. Is there any chance you could pop round and... No, there's another hit.
But I really don't like talking about it.
To be fair, Chris Martin's had loads on here. This is only like the fourth time I've asked.
I suppose it's about being a good person.
Do you want it in 20s or 50s?
So, if you want to hear me not talking about it, tune into my show on Six Music, Monday to Thursday evening, 7 till 9. Hello, Lady Gaga, as I live and breathe. What do you want?
Jessica Hoop on BBC Radio.
Six.
Music.
Sometime one thing leads to another. I know was a time I wanted you for mine. Nobody knew. feel? I'd like to know, but why should I? Who were you then? Who are you now? Well, common labor by night, by day highbrow. Back in my room, I wonder that I sit on the bed, look at the sky. Up in the sky. Talk of the time. Maybe tomorrow, maybe someday. Maybe tomorrow, maybe someday. You've changed,
you've changed.
Your place in this world.
You've changed,
you've changed. In this world. Oh, but it's hard to live by the rules. I never could and still never do. The rules and such never bothered you. You call the shots and they follow. I watch you steal from a distance and go back to my room. You'll never know.
They don't make rock and roll singers like that anymore, do they? Let's play something by a band that's everywhere right now. Haim, Haim. It's a strange band name. It's an unusual band name, isn't it? Haim is a name of their family, the three sisters, the Haim girls. It's a Jewish name. For those of you who didn't know, why would you know? Haim. So now it makes a little bit more sense. The last time I saw Danielle Haim, the lead singer, I was sat in her living room, and I had only heard rumor of their musical talents, and so I asked them to sing me a song. And they sang me Heat, a song called Heat. I can't even do it. I'm not even going to try, because it's like a hyperventilating song. You hyperventilate in it. They were sitting there singing me this song, a cappella. Danielle was drumming on a leather suitcase. To be totally frank with you, I can't tell you that I caught the bug at that time. Then I heard their recordings and some proper studio work. And I can tell you now that I'm feeling it all the way. They've been catapulted from that living room to performing on a global scale, and I couldn't be happier, more happier for the girls. This is Haim. The song's called Falling.
I'm standing at the edge. I know that no one's gonna turn me around. Just one more step, I could let go. Oh, and in the middle, I hear the voices and they're calling for me now. I know that nothing's gonna wake me now, 'cause I'm a slave to the sound.
I'm burning,
but now I'm
feeling desire.
Hi, go girls, you go girls. This next band, I don't know anything about, but I like the song. I don't even remember where I heard it, but then I looked it up. I feel like I can smell the girl's apartment. Do you know what her apartment smells like? It smells like nail polish, perm solution, vodka, and pancakes. This song is called, oh, I also like her voice a lot. In case you wondered what I like this girl's voice a lot. It's like she doesn't understand what she's doing with her voice, but she's doing it anyway because it feels good and it sounds good. This song is called Friend Crush by Friends.
BBC Radio.
Six. Music.
Don't get me wrong.
This song doesn't need introduction, does it? It could only be one person on the entire planet, universe, and beyond. For shits and giggles, this is David Bowie. How do you guys say it? Bowie? I say Bowie. That's David Bowie singing John, I'm Only Dancing. Am I the only person on the planet who wants to be someone else sometimes? I doubt it, I highly doubt it. We're never alone. I would like to swap with PJ Harvey on the day that she wrote Bring You My Love. Remember Patti Smith, and let's now listen to PJ, Bring You My Love.
Thank you.
This is Jessica Hoop, BBC Radio.
Six Music.
David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. And she tied you to her kitchen chair. And she broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew. Baby, I've been here before. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. You know, I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch. And love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a time when you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show that to me, do you? But remember when I moved in you, and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah.
You know how earlier I gave X Factor kind of a negative mark? It deserves some negative marks, to be fair. But I should tell you that I actually, from time to time, I watch X Factor, and can I tell you that I cry, like, every time someone cries? Anytime anyone cries ever that I see someone on a bus or someone, I cry. So I cry with these young people going on their, you know, down this very tough little road, and I sympathize with them. But there was this guy in the audition process who was going to sing for the judges Hallelujah by Alexandra Burke. So I just thought I would play Hallelujah for you, in case there's this gray area where the X Factor and Six Music audiences blend, and just let you know that Hallelujah was written by Leonard Cohen. It was not by Alexander Burke. And that was Jeff Buckley singing the most dreamy version of the song. Jeff Buckley was son of Tim Buckley, who wrote Song to the Siren, two amazing songwriters from our history. One of the best versions of that song, and I just thought I'd let you know if you didn't know. When constructing this show, I wanted to find a song with real heart, real emotion, and something that elevates the senses. And Kate Bush wrote this song maybe in the late 80s. I'm not exactly sure, but it was long before we started staring at our cell phones every second of the day whenever we have a spare moment. It was long before kids on the playground were carrying smartphones and doing who knows what on them every hour of their lives. And this song is called Deeper Understanding, and about that very subject of getting lost with inside the progression of technology.
Is the people here grow colder? I turn to my computer and spend my evenings with it like a friend. I was loading a new program I had ordered from a magazine. Are you lonely? Are you lost? This voice consoles the most. Press execute.
She says in that song, I neglected my bodily needs. Probably the only songwriters ever said, I neglected my bodily needs in a song so beautiful. It's the end of our show. Thank you, Guy, for having me on. Thank you, Guy, for being gone. Thank you for having me on BBC Six Music. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I hope you're ready for a new week full of work and fun and play. I'm going to close out with an instrument. Well, it's not. It's beautifully instrumental, but there are voices in it. This is Ali Farka Touré and Ry Cooder. I think the song is called Gomni. Is that right? That's right. My name's Jessica Hoop, and enjoy your week, everybody, and sleep tight.
Oh, yeah. music
from 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape
right now.
It's Don Letts.
Ready on the left, ready on the right. Turn up that sound because it's round about midnight and this is Culture Clash Radio. Yes, people, I'm Don Letts and I'm about to take you on a two-hour musical ride with a kaleidoscope of sounds that tonight will include John Wayne, Royal Canoe, Janelle Monáe featuring Prince, Villagers, The Bloody Beetroot with Theophilus London, Washed Out, Lou Reed and Vibronix. That and more coming up in the first hour. In the second, well, that's a whole other affair. But until we get to that, and by way of a final nod to the BBC's recent Sound of Cinema season, here's Derek Smith and Keith Billick's Dueling Banjos from the 1972 movie Deliverance.
Fire!